You have one new message.
Hello, handsome. I'm so glad you didn't answer your phone. It is 3 a.m., and you must have had such a long day. You have to look after yourself, baby, especially when I'm not with you. If not for yourself, then because I need you. I need you strong to be my rock so we can take on the world together. That means you need your rest. But that's not the only reason I'm glad you didn't answer. If you had, you'd have been your sweet, kind self. You'd have asked me about my day, always so thoughtful, charming, even after all these years together. But right now, I don't want you sweet and kind. I don't want you thoughtful or charming. I want the side of you only I get to see. The side you've hidden from everybody in the world except me, your wife, your dom. The side that only really comes out when we're together in person and alone, behind a locked door. I want you dirty, filthy, desperate. The side that craves for me to taunt and degrade you, and then thanks me for it. The side that needs me to slap your face, spit in your mouth, and choke you. I want the version of you that's nothing but my brainless fuck toy. My submissive fucking pain slut. My property. My filthy boy. In a way, you're lucky I'm not in bed with you now. You'd certainly not get that much needed rest. But I so wish I was. I'd wake you up softly, little gentle kisses and whispers. I wouldn't want to wake you up with a start. I'd want you all sleepy, totally compliant. Gentle kisses, soft whispers while you open your eyes. And then I'd ask if I could bite you, if I could bite all over your delicious body. Leaving my marks all over you. My teeth marks, my own unique branding, proving to anybody who sees it that you belong to me. Not only would you acquiesce to my desires, I'd make you fucking beg for me to do it, which you would instantly because you know your place. You're my fuck toy, my pet, my pain slut, my property. My filthy boy. Just the sensation of biting you wouldn't be enough, though. I'd want you all chained up first. No chance of escape. Nothing you can do to stop me. I'd want to feel you wriggle and writhe underneath me, locked in unbreakable bondage while I straddled you, my nails scratching you, my teeth sinking into you. And just where will I start to bite, Do I start high? Your lips? Your neck? Your shoulders? Maybe your chest, your stomach, your hips. Or maybe, just maybe, I'll start by sinking my teeth into your inner thighs. Wherever I start, I'll feel that cock of yours growing harder and harder, practically begging for my attention. But I'll ignore it, focusing on my bite marks. In fact, I suspect it's growing hard just listening to me now, isn't it? You should ignore it too. Remember the golden rule, fucktoy, no touching yourself without permission. And you do not have permission. Of course, that rule doesn't apply to me. You hear that noise? That's my favorite vibrator. And when I end this voicemail, that vibrator will start working its magic on my clit. Not only can you not watch me play with it tonight, you can't even hear it. You're sound asleep. But when you get home in 2 fucking days, I'm replacing this fucking thing with your tongue. It is your very first job when you walk through the door. Do you fucking hear me? Oh, fuck. I'm so fucking wet. Soaked, thinking of all the dirty, depraved things I'm gonna do to you. To make you do to me. But for now, my vibrator will have to do. I'm going to make myself come 3 times. No, 4 times. And then start planning for your return. What shall I wear, I wonder? And what toys and tools should I prepare? Well, that's for me to know and you to find out. Once again, all you need to know is I own you, and I can do whatever I please with my property. I know you're twitching, baby, but remember, do not touch. I'll know if you do. I always know. You can't lie to me, and I don't want to be too mean to you. Or maybe I do. I guess you're going to have to find out, aren't you? So now, I'm off to play with my vibrator. I hope you're not too distracted at work today because of little old me. If you can't do your job properly, that makes you a bad boy. And bad boys get punished. Night night, baby. See you in 2 days.